Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Very briefly, we want to discuss on the art of negotiating with God. The art of negotiating with God. Some people do not believe it's possible, but it's your level. It's your level. So let's read the Bible. Huh? Since we are here for the word, let's read the Bible. Some people don't read the Bible. Some people don't even know where Genesis is. But I will show you today. I believe where I'm looking for is it Genesis 16? I think. Genesis 18. Genesis 18 and from verse 16. Genesis 18 and verse 16. Now we have to be very fast. We are going all the way to verse 32 or 33. And the men rose up. Now this was when God visited Abraham on his way to destroy Sodom. Now that's another matter. God came to earth with the intention to destroy. Eh? When God kills, it's not murder. You can't sue him. You can't complain. You can't do anything. What is done is done. But he's not a killer. But he reserves the right. He can do it. He gives men a very long rope. You may be doing something for so long and God will not talk. He will give you a very long rope. Such that you even be thinking. It's like God is not as bad as people think. Oh. He's pastors that are painting him in a very bad way. Until one day we just wake up. Whose rope is this? He said, Michael, bring my holy Bilala. And whoever has this rope is in trouble. He said, ah, God is me now, your son, the God of mercy. Which mercy? I'm the God of judgment. God came down. He was going to Sodom. But he said, I cannot go there without branching. I'm visiting my friend, Abraham. Abraham was a man of altars. Huh? You see, there's something about people who are men of altars. God really bypasses them. Because anywhere you want to pass, they've raised something there before. Abraham, you are here. You raise altar. Let's greet Abraham. This is area now. They know the area is marked because of the altars, the prayers. That your room. That you always like say, I like my space, I like my space. As your sweat and spittle stained the walls from prayer, how do you mark the area? I think it's by listening to his song. Huh? You think it's by being woke? You mark, they must know that there was a man that was here. Somebody lived in this room. Who was in this room before? He said, it was Loretta. She used to live. She has moved. I say, when I entered, it's like this room is not part of this house. Something, there are spirits here. So Abraham was a man of altars. Don't just shout Abraham's blessing. Look at the man. Abraham was a man of altars. Anytime he had a challenge, he was struggling with his faith. He would raise an altar. Rabba lefa korin atesia. And every altar must have a sacrifice. So every time he felt that he would not have a child, he would sow another seed to silence the devil. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I sow this seed. He would sow a seed. The Bible says, if a man, he said, give a portion to seven and to the eight. He said, for you do not know what trouble shall be upon the earth. If you can, there are certain realms spiritual you can't attain if you are not sacrificial. You can quote it too. You can say angels blessing, Abraham's blessing. Yours, but it's just a quote. You are a motivational speaker. So God was just on his way to cause damage and then decided to stop. And then the verse before 16 was where he was talking to Sarah. So now we are in 16. Please give me verse 16. Because this is where we are going. And I hope I can do justice to this in 30 minutes. And the men, speaking about the angels of God, rose up thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Quickly. And the Lord said, while they were eating, God didn't say anything. God was asking him about his farm, about his business, talking about the economy, talking about how wicked people are, asking him how he's coping with his wife, how the wife is coping with him. That's your troublesome servant. You hope he's okay now. That car you bought, that accident, how far? They were just talking. God never said anything about why he came. And Abraham did not ask. For him, that the Lord was having a good time was enough. That we gave him food and he accepted. That we brought our praise and worship and he said, I've received it. That's enough. That you prayed and he said, my child, I can see you are here. That's enough. Because you could have been praying and God would say, he's not aware. He's not there. He doesn't like hearing your voice. Because the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to him. It is not just a sinner. It is the Christian who practices sin. Come on, are you here? Church is quiet too. God will have mercy on all of us. Amen. It's like they are awake now. We all need mercy. So the Lord said to him, give me that scripture. He said, shall I hide from Abraham? So while they were eating, God was asking, should I tell him? You know, with a big plate of pounded yam and egusi soup with bokoto and cow head, as God was demolishing that one, he was asking, this guy was just using pounded yam to bribe us. And the wife is trying. See, but because he was happy, you know, he has eaten now. There are some things, no matter what you do, if the heart is not happy, we cannot bless you. One man wanted to bless his children. He said, go and prepare food. Was his wife not there? Please, are you listening now? Because when I say, I am not his wife. His wife was in the parlor. He called one and said, go and prepare something. Roasted meat. Live suya. Complete. Don't cut anything. Like that, complete. I want to bless you, but I'm not happy. My wife, I've been eating her food for years. But you are the one who needs the blessing. So go and do something. The man dashed out, but came back late. So the woman showed the husband what it means to be a woman. He showed her. You want to bypass me to be blessing your son? I am the owner of this house. Call the other son. You know, you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to do anything. Bring the maggi. Bring everything. The kind of food she used to cook when they first got married, she now cooked it. You know, when you first get married, your wife wants to make you happy. You'll be doing some things. After that, I say, whoa, 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 whoa. And they go work. Jollof rice selling the money. Waiting. There's tea, there's bread, there's cereal. When we come back, you eat Eba. But before you that time, I know. Show us how, when they come, show us how you'll be taking care of your husband. She will knee down, give him cake. That's the last day some women knelt down to greet their husband. Because camera was there. So don't start anything you can't finish. Just announce to the world that you don't plan to knee down. So that we can move on. This word there. The woman showed the man pepper. The man ate the food. He forgot that this food is too special to be prepared by a man. He prayed for the next person standing in front of him. Hey, Makasa, all my blessing, all my grace, all my anointing, take. Before realizing, he prayed for the wrong person. What food we cause? For those of you that like it anywhere and anyhow. Anywhere. God is a God of love. Bring it. See the way God is looking at you. You know every scripture on food. So hear me. For those people may be online, they are not here now. Are they here? No, they are not here. God said, can I hide? But it's amazing that God finished the food first before saying that. So for those of you who think God cannot be impressed. For those of you that think God is a God of faith. There's not. God looked at the way a man danced and shot a woman's womb. He was just playing, no, he shot the womb. He didn't mean to. God did not mean to. You praise me like this. You praise me like, with all the money you are, you praise me like this. What's the name of that your enemy? That one you are talking about that day. So you be barren. I'm coming, be barren. And God forgot. She was like that till she died. If you want to be close to God, whatever you want to do it with your heart, too. Don't let anybody. If sitting beside your fiancé will discourage you, change seat now. We have space here. Just move. I permit you. Before me, walk inside church. Who sent you? Who sent you? He says, should I hide from Abraham? He was saying it to if he meant to hide it, will he say it? And there's something I want to show you. I'm here. I thought you are going for meeting. Baba, forget meeting. I'm here. Give me that verse. Give me that verse. Next verse. He said, the thing that I'm planning to do, because I have seen, this is the reason why he wanted to show Abraham. I have seen that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessing him. Is there any religion, any major religion in the world today that don't claim this man? Everyone is claiming that he's your father. Including the one we didn't pay the bride price. He's claiming that it's his father. Abraham. Those are good names to give your children.
Yeah.
Abraham. Don't shorten it, though. Say, happy. Hey, Abraham. Because that's how people miss their blessing. When the angel comes, so we are looking for Abraham. I say, no, it's I'm happy. Wrong address. You better answer your father, the name your father gave you. If your name is Loretta, that's what they wrote in the book of life. If you change it to law or law, and you get to heaven, say what say law. Say, there's no law here. There's no law here. Aloram Rami, Satan, carry your load. but you say, I'm Loretta. I say, are you not doing harvest for here? Oh, yeah, Wally. So, all of you that have shorted your name, go and repent. They don't use nickname in heaven. Give me that scripture. He said, for I know him that he will command his children. Look at all the things the Lord said about him.
Yeah.
Two verses. Look at why God likes this man.
Yeah.
If you just copy and paste these two verses, God will like you. Copy and paste. Don't pray. Just copy and paste. That's verse 18 and verse 19. Copy and paste. Don't adjust anything. The programming code, that way, just copy and paste. And if you are not sure, go to ChatGPT. ChatGPT will give you the same code. You want to come and kill yourself, write a code. ChatGPT is your friend and it's free. But you will not, you prefer other things. Use the free one. This thing will come out. ChatGPT knows this verse. He said, for I know him. That means he has been tested.
Yes.
Excuse me. The man they were talking about is childless. How did God know? The man that God says, I know. He will teach his children. Has never raised any. He doesn't have a child. How did God know him? You think God speaks to you after the order of your now?
Yeah.
God looks at you after the order of your future, yeah. Your destiny. Say, I know him.
Yeah.
I know him. Peter. Peter is the best man for the job. Peter. Pastor Jesus. You should have seen that Peter he won't put for this church. Peter not stable. Peter go say you. He go deny you. Peter and Judas, they be twins. They both committed similar crimes on the same day. John is faithful. John is relaxed. Just is calm. In those days, when we were at our NYC, whatever, if you get to NCCF, and some of you know what I'm talking about, if you are very agile, you cannot be papa. You understand? You are always in the spirit. They will look for one brother that nobody is even thinking about. They make him. Then you, if they don't know what to do about it, they will make you pray. You're praying. But all your praying is subject to the authority of one man that is not spiritual. See, I know him. Is it possible for God to know a man who has not been tested in something? And God is saying he will do well in it. Give him that scripture. He said he will command his children, not suggest. This generation of suggesters. Hey, would you like some cereal? Or would you like some rice? That's not parenting. That's why the U.S., they are in trouble now. That's why their children are growing up now, throwing tantrums. Because the parents, we suggest. Would you like, we don't like, say, hello, gas is 15,000. Gas is 15,000. Anything your mommy cooks, that's it. If you don't like it, shout hallelujah and go to bed. We cannot be cooking food for one child, another for another child, because this one doesn't like pepper. This one, hey, the Lord is your strength. Whatever we cook. He said he will command his children. Now, for those of you out here, I want you to start thinking. You just want to carry everybody along. Hello? God did not send you as a father to carry them along. He sent you to instruct them. He said, I know Abraham. He will command, not Sarah. That job is for the man. The woman will uphold the caring and the love aspect of the family. The father will uphold the ground of commandment and instruction. My job is not to be your friend. My job is to teach you and also to train you. Because you are going to carry the family name. And don't worry, if you don't want to give me money when you grow up, I have investment. But I will train you to such a level where if you decide to be rebellious, it will be obvious it was your decision, not my failure. It will be obvious that this man, we know him, he must have told her. She was the one who refused to listen. It will be your own decision, not my failure. But I will tell you, I'm not here to be nice. Game time over, shut down the PS4, shut down the, drop all your phones, pick your books, go and read. Hey, daddy, hey, you are grounded 1 week. You are grounded. And grounded means no video game, no TV, no cartoon, no. 1 week. They almost die. Because they can't imagine 1 week without cartoon. You are grounded. This is my job description as a commander. Don't confuse my hug and my love. That's your mom's job, not mine. Give me the scripture. We don't want to raise spiritual imbeciles. We don't want to raise people that are unfit for God to use. We don't want to raise a generation that God asks, who is their father? And it happens to be a pastor. You with all your tongues. Say, I know Abraham. You talk in tongues like somebody speaking Queen's English. Yes, you can't put your home in order. The matter is so serious that God said, before we ordain a man, we should go and check his house. Not his prayer life. Not the way he speaks in tongues through his nose. Not how many countries he has traveled to. Say, go and check his home. Is his wife happy? Is the wife fulfilled? Is she blossoming? Is the home peaceful? Can you get into the house and you feel welcome? How much drama do they have? What kind of, this God there. See, if you are reading Bible, know the rush. Don't calm down. Go buy an IV. Buy Amplify. Because that King James can break your title. Go and buy Simple English. So that you will see what I'm saying. Give me that scripture. He said, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. That's speaking about his children. To do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken. Which means that there are certain things that the Lord has in the future. If you fail in this assignment, you won't get it. It's in the Bible. Please, don't fault me. It's in the book. I'm just reading what is in the book. There are things about your future. If you are careless about what God has told you now, God will hang it. They will pend it. Oh God, you told me in 1993. Say, oh God, stop shouting, you are afraid. Stop shouting, you're always shouting. We've always known you as a shouter. But you are noise, all noise and no action. I told you when you are going to get married, don't lay a finger on your wife for any reason. I told you, what did you do yesterday? Say, I was provoked. You are provoked. Okay. Have a nice day. There are certain things the Lord will lay as a charge to you. Not for everybody, but for you. The moment God begins to tell you things like that, he has something in the future for you. But he needs to prepare you and make sure your character is strong enough to hold what is coming. So he will tell you certain things. And many of those things will be areas where you are struggling. 10 p.m. No more chats, no more calls, no more phone calls, no more what? That's your prayer time. Next 6 months. It comes back after 6 months. Let's move it to 2 a.m. I'm busy. I will come 2 a.m. now. Adjust. He's not there to say, my son, can you do 2 a.m.? Meet me 2 a.m., young man. And if you think Satan is a better person, I've always told you, knowing God, you cannot go the American way. That, let's negotiate, we are partners. Oh, really? We are partners. The husband is the head of the house. That's not partnership. That's authority. The woman is the neck, which means without the head, without the neck, the head is even useless. So it's not partnership, it's covenant. We are bound together. If I sever my head from my neck, I'm dead. Who told you can divorce? Who told you? You lied to yourself. You listen to the Americans. And they told you, if it's not working, Olga, just make sure you choose right from beginning. Choose right so that if there are issues, it is the issue we will address, not to cut off the head. By deceiving themselves. The Americans have lost God. They have lost God. So why am I listening to you? You don't have God to give me. You don't have heaven to lead me to. Why am I talking to you? I listen to you. The more I listen to you, I get more worldly and more carnal, and I'm always pursuing money. I can't listen to you. Who are you? Say, I know Abraham. This was God's declaration. This is not prophecy. This is not the pastor. This is what God said. The man didn't have a child when God made that statement. This is my son, the woman, well pleased. What has Jesus done? Nothing. Just about to start. But God said, this is my son, I know him. Which means for God to make that statement, God has seen the way. Hey, God has seen the way Abraham took care of the servants in his house. Abraham was speaking once and he said, even this servant was born in my house. God saw the way he handled and managed other people's affairs. And God made a statement, this one is faithful. If he's faithful in that which is little, he shall be faithful in that which is small. If he has taken care of another man's own and didn't usurp authority and didn't try to use it for his advantage, if we give him, he will be a good man. Some people's blessings are tied on previous moments of faithfulness. That's why they can never be poor. It's not because of what they are doing. The heavens have seen them that these ones are faithful men. They give account. Ah, sir, you gave me 1,000 naira. I have 15 naira left. You won't say, this is just 15 naira. Is it your money? Only. Thief. He says just 15 naira. Do you have 15 naira? Do you have 15 naira? He says just 15 naira. Says, sir, I took Uber. Meanwhile, we saw you, it was bus you were entering. You now remove 3,535 from 2 places, 7,000. You're of your father, the devil. Give me that scripture. The little things that God looks at. The little things. You think I look at big? He will look at the little things. Who you can be when you are poor. So that they know how you will be when they elevate you. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah, because their cry is great, and because their sin is very what? It's not grievous, so. Very grievous. If you go in there as a pure child of God, you will be corrupted before you come out. Sodom and Gomorrah is like one kind of company I know. One media this thing on the island. If you go in clean, you will come out stained. If you don't have faith in Christ, The old one, not the one we are selling now. Old faith in Christ. You will go in and come out soiled and stained. This is the media world, though. It's not about being spiritual. Hey. They have taken your garment. They have removed your ears and taken it away. Give me the scripture. So there was an accusation against Sodom. Huh? People who have had occasion to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, but they left hot. They left defiled. They cried to God. And God was taking note and counting and counting. Until one day he got to the conclusion, he said, the accusation against you has become so much, we have to do something about you. That's what I always say to people. Whatever you do, the moment you find that somebody is an orphan, be careful the way you treat them. If you cannot help them, leave them. Because their cry, you know, they go to angelo. Now God direct. It has nothing to do with whether they are born again or not. You have to be careful. Orphan, widows, if you cannot help them, please leave them. Especially if you know that the person is an orphan. And you say, oh, come and walk in my house. You begin to maltreat them. The way God was counting for Sodom, that's how he'd be counting for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 100, 105, 250. Michael said, Baba, now only count it. What did they happen? Say, now 500 that they go. Once I have 500, in normal shell, fire go four. But they look something now, they see something now. 250, we are distracting. 255. 2, what am I counting? This is 400 now. God, you think you are laughing? That's how God, you see, God is very old school. That's how you won't be. He doesn't use computer. Now, biro. 1, 2. All that thing is hoping that you will wake up and repent. But you say, Paul said, as some count slackness. Say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Because everywhere they talk, he said, that man is a slow man. You'll forget. Well, go enjoy your life. By 50 years, come back, give your life to Christ. You'll day okay. God knows the audio. Now, as you see, and I saw, you know, they rush, go anywhere. Now, say, enjoy your life now. You're a young person. Go out, Lord. Jayori, Shefaji, Badu. Ah, Omo. Is it where you are now old? You know, you say, you now be regretting that you did not enjoy. Ah, well, everything has time and sees you. This is your time, man. Some people, you say, God is not slow. And some people count slackness. When you have been alive for so long, it can become very boring. Go, do your own. God know they go anywhere. You know they come up for that chair. Some people live and die. God remain on the chair. When you are old, after you are married, you can be going to church. You want only past Pope. 250. 255. 270. Oh my, they don't they near 500 though. That was the situation of Sodom and Gomorrah. Give me my scripture. I will go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the cry. So now their cup is full. God wants to come and verify. Mo we even check whether they lie. All those people they cry. Mo check. Huh? Are you telling me God didn't know? So God left his house to come and verify. Eh? Hey. He has made up his mind. But peradventure, may we just check. In case there we can save one or two people. Give me my scripture. He said, whether they have done all together according to the cry of it, which is common to me. If not, I will know. So God is in the verification business. Now somebody say, hey, my God, if I call upon him, what he will do to you? Hey, don't threaten me. Don't threaten me. Have you not heard people like that? Anytime I pray, if I just go on 3 days, if I do VG, you will see. You can't cheat me. Oh, I'm not saying you can cheat. Oh. But down, cool down. God, they verify. Even one man said, go and verify. Why are you harassing me?
Go and verify.
Go and verify. I was governor for 8 years. Go and verify. What do you mean? He learned it from God. Next verse. Give me my scripture. And the men turned their faces. The moment God said it, the two angels with him turned around and they started going. He now remained brother Abraham and God. So for those who think God is slow, the day he decides to start walking or running. Give my scripture. Peradventure. Go back. You have. Go back. Go back to the. That's why it's good to always have your own Bible. In case somebody wants to try something. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Do you know what means to? Do you know what that statement means? Those that wait upon him, he stood. This is what it means. It is the posture of a servant before a king. Your king is seated at the table and you are standing, waiting for him to say, get me water, get me. It's the posture of a man who waits upon the Lord. It's not a reckless posture. It's not a thing that me and God, we are friends. I'm a friend of God. I am a friend. If you like, sing the song from today till next year. It's just a song. It's a posture of a servant. You can't even, your king must not even hear your breath. I need water.
Yes, sir.
You go. As you are going, you're not talking to anybody. Is that message that you go and bring the water? Where's my laptop? 1 minute, sir. Bam. It's a posture of intercession. Next verse. When I read the Bible, I try to understand how God thinks, so that I won't allow those white people deceive me with their gospel. A lot of them, what they are teaching is not in the Bible. A lot of them. And Abraham drew near. Is that the next verse? And Abraham drew near. So, what does that suggest to you? When he stood before the Lord, there was a distance. So he had to gauge God's mood to approach. But today God says, come boldly. And you are still not coming. You are still allowing your weakness and your sin keep you back. Do you think God is not aware that you committed sin?
Yeah.
He said, come boldly. Because where you are standing, Satan will get you there. Come boldly, Mabo, Zomana. Come and let we can fix you here, not there. You think come boldly is a result of how good you feel as a Christian?
Wow.
It's not a result of how good you are. Wow. The moment you feel that you are not even capable, start coming. Your father is around.
Yes.
You want to be perfect, it's self-righteousness. You want to be perfect before coming. That is self-righteousness. Come as you are, so that he can mold you into what you should be. Come and say, come as you are.
Come as you are.
You have to come. Don't wait and be say, let me repent first. You would
come
just come. Because if you told one, that place where you are. Give me my scripture. And Abraham drew near and he said, will you also destroy? Sorry, you. In the old conversation, did God talk about destroying? Somebody said, at that place, they heard that they are doing bad things. I want to go and visit them. Hey, Baba, you want to go and visit? But Allah tell sir. We have some of our people there. He was talking about Lot. The same guy that cheated him. You can't be a Christian if you are vengeful. Never forgiving. You can't be a Christian. Your ranking will be low. He said, give my scripture, without also destroy the righteous with the wicked. Next verse. Peradventure, he started negotiating. You know, it's not Abraham's fault. It was God who caused it. It was God who said, I know Abraham. So knowing Abraham means he should come with some benefit. See, I've been coming to church for 3 weeks. I couldn't see Pastor Gwenga. If you see Tobin, so you say, say, Pastor, somebody else say, let her call me. But, or you go to Pastor David. But you may be here, and you are seeing me, and you say, this man, as he played, and they suspect saying, a wicked man. So you stay in your lane. And Tobin say, no, don't worry. This is the office. It takes a level of confidence to make some demands. But it was God that caused it, though. It was God that said, I know Abraham. So if you cannot approach, look for somebody who is close, who can help you approach. Which is why you have pastors and leaders.
Yes, sir.
It's a code.
Yes,
it's a code.
Yes, sir.
If you cannot approach, you feel that your sin is so bad, that even Satan is amazed. Eh? Look for a man who is in good standing with the Lord and say, confess your sins one to another that he may be healed. Go on your knees and say, Bukola, pray for me. Now, if Bukola now says, Pastor, I can't do it. That means you are dead. Because, the issue of restoration has nothing to do with your title. It's the person who needs it that must be concerned. Bukola, I know I tapped your Bible when we were in secondary school. But now, I need your help. Pray for me. God allows us to intercede. Can you hear me? Or is my mic off? Okay, so it has dropped. Should I switch? All right. So God allows us to intercede for each other because God knows that some of us, no matter what he says, we are not confident. So he allows us to pray for each other. And it is a mark of humility to be able to ask someone to pray for you because man by nature is proud. Give me that scripture. Now, why would 50 is the number of Pentecost? I assume that somewhere in Abraham's mind, he must have expected that since the last time he saw Lot, Lot would have expanded and grown. Excuse me. When they had that issue, Lot had men who were working for him. He had cattle. When the angel went to save him, where were those men? They were swallowed up by the system. Anybody that joins you to rebel will not be in the picture eventually. Actually, when I even look at in terms of churches, I am yet to see one church that broke away terribly and survived. They don't. They will exist for a while, then they will fade off. Because that's not God's order. Even in marriage, same thing. Peradventure, if there are 50 righteous men in that city, will that also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are there? So God established that if a city is neck deep in sin, but he finds 50 men, he will withhold his judgment. Which is why you may still find some nations that God is sparing them. Because God has his children there. And they are above 50. So that's a quorum. Give me that scripture. Then the Lord said that be far from me to do after this manner to slay the righteous with the wicked. Look at what God said. God said, far be it from me. It's not God's nature to destroy his children. It's not his nature. I want it to sink. That thing you are going through is not God. Hello? Hello? That challenge you are going through is not God trying to punish you. It is far from him. God is not like that. You can bring the pain upon yourself, but God won't put it on you. Are we together now? Is this helping somebody? Give me that scripture. To slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right. Now, this is a prophetic scripture for prayer. In intercession. When there is a judgment that has been set in the court of heaven over a particular person, and you want to waive it, this is one of the scriptures you can use. Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right? God, this person has been lied. This person is sick. This person is dying. But it is not his error. It was the sin of his father. Lord, we make an appeal for him to be exempted. And then you enter into the place of prayer. Because the judge of the earth must do right. Next verse. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare everyone. I will spare all the place for their sake. Next verse. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, for I am but dust and ashes. I know you say I'm your friend, but I know my level. Next verse. He said, peradventure, just in case we don't see 50. You know those people, they sin a lot. If we find like 45. And God said, okay, since you have mentioned it, if I find 45. Do you see how one man is talking to God? You came. God, you must change your mind. And God said, Micah, arrest this man. If you don't arrest this man, he will take away my throne. Arrest this man now. By the word of my mouth, commanding me, my God. Oh, God, say what you want to say. See, one man say, I'm dust and ashes, so don't say it's a child that is talking. If you can tell, it's appeal. You're appealing for mercy. Because God can choose not to listen to you.
Yes, sir.
How can I come all the way from heaven to earth and not tell me I should go back? I must spoil something. You think I don't? Do you know how much our flight ticket? Look at this guy. Okay, careful. We plan our trip. We don't just go anywhere. Give me my scripture. He said, if I find 45, I will not destroy. Next verse. I've not entered into this message. So, I'm not joking. This is the first scripture. This is the Bible reading. I'm just reading the chapter. I've not... David say, hi. Are you not blessed? And he spoke again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 round found there. And he said, even if I find 40, you see how God is smart. He's angry, but he's still negotiating. Now, the key to negotiating is that you must have passed the test of devotion with God. You'll be close to God. Even when you don't feel like praying, you will come and stand. God knows you're angry. God knows you're angry. That something happened yesterday, you're angry. But you just stand. And I will sing praises. God said, I can see your friend. He verse, so but he still didn't sing. In the event, God could call laugh you. Oh God. How many of you have ever prayed out of anger before? There are plenty. And I will sing praises to you. You are not really interested in God talking. You just want to mark register and go away. Oh God. That shape the prayer is 1 hour. 1 hour on the door. Bam. And go. God will say, Michael, your friend, the vessel. Wait till we do your guy now. It's just 1 hour. You never spend extra 1 minute. Michael. Now, all these people be your friend. Michael. Give me my scripture. And he said unto him, Lord, don't be angry, but so that I can speak. I don't want you to start the judgment from me. Peradventure, there are 30. Do you know how many people are living in 2 cities? Are you telling me the situation is so bad that in that whole country, only 30 people are going to church? Do you understand the weight of what the brother is talking about? We did evangelism, they didn't come. We did the food festival. Sorry, they should come and eat. They still did not come to church. We shared food, clothes, slippers, soap. They came, ate, went back. They still did not find 30 people. So when we are here shouting, raise a mighty shout to the Lord, and you hear people run, they can't try it today because they don't have member. If you say, give a shout unto you, like, your pastor is like, ooh, 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 ooh. No keyboard itself. He said, peradventure there shall be 20. Over this guy again, mind you. 20. And God still said, Oga, you know, God already knows the number. I don't think in Abraham's mind, he didn't expect that Saul would have grown. Because the way you broke the church, took half of the members, I expected that you would have been a cathedral by now. The way you stole company money, went to start your own, say you have a vision. We thought you would have become a multinational by now. So when the guy was saying 20, 30, in his mind, he was trying to make room for his own person. It's a serious matter. God said, if I see 20, safe. You know, God was saying, because God knows they don't reach 20. God, we pay for flight. I cannot go back the way I came. Next verse. And he said, God, I know I'm talking too much. Oh, don't be angry. Oh, you are my God. You are my King. I will praise you. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the El Shaddai. You are the I am that I am. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Mekadishke. You begin to mention all his name. As if he forgot his name. He said, let me just pick one more. One. Dalu, please. Let me just say one more thing. Ejo, if we find 10, no matter how bad it is, can you remember Mewa? You push, you have 10 members in your church. God said, if you give me 10, I'll take. See, the moral for me in this story is that I can actually bring forth my strong reasons. That if God says something, as long as I'm not rebellious, I can say, God, this thing you are saying, it affects me. Oh. God will say, how? Say, God, you know, say you, now know they're hungry, now know they're tired. Me, I'm already tired. I want japa. I beg. If you say I should not travel now, can I travel next year? I won't go. I won't live with better people. I don't want to live in a place where people are hungry, but some people are buying car, buying boat, buying everything. Let me go to where I know that I'm not even a citizen, but opportunity, they say, if I try, I go become somebody. I go say, hey, well, let's talk about it. The narration that, or the narrative that God cannot be appeased, God cannot be discussed with, is not of God. He is God. But he also says, bring forth your strong reasons. Then he will now show you the folly or foolishness in your thinking. So that on another day when he says, don't go there, because you have been with him for a while, you know that anything he says is not out of wickedness. It's because he has already seen the end from the beginning. He's not a robot. Being a child of God gives you the right to say, son, can I see you? I don't want to go to Abu's area. I want to go to Leeds University. Not the one in the Ibadan. In the UK. In the abroad. Give my God, you have to be sure when you are praying, be specific. So they won't go and put your name in Ibadan. So the last negotiating point was 10, right? Do you notice that when he hit 10, God did not allow him to talk again. God left. The moment he hit 10, God not say the next thing are 5. I will not achieve my goal. Give me that scripture. And the Lord went his way. God, you get where they go before. The Lord went his way. And as soon as he had left communion, fellowshipping, talking, communion with Abraham, Abraham also returned to his place. Next verse. Next chapter. Okay, 19. Stop there. Now, this is where our Bible study would have started from. But you people cannot bear it. And I promise to be a good man from today. In the scriptures, our Lord Jesus was led to the garden of Gethsemane, and he also had occasion to negotiate. And our Lord asked, his father, if it were possible for the cross to be taken off him, or peradventure if his punishment and pain can be lightened or reduced. The Lord Jesus didn't come out of that prayer, it was a 3-hour prayer, with a voice. Because some of you are looking for strange things. Please, stay with me. I'm rounding up now. When Jesus prayed for 3 hours, that's what he was praying. Because if he didn't pray passionately, he can't sweat. They say, it's not about shaking your body. Whoa, I'm sorry for you. Somebody is teaching you the wrong thing. If it's prayer, I know when it's sung, you like to dance and shake your body. When it's prayer, God is the one who sets the mood for the prayer. So you can start your prayer casually. Somewhere in the 35th minute, somewhere in the first hour, Shabaja, you are not speaking too many words, but they are deep. Yeba, Lekoborasa. And you get somewhere in the third hour, and it's still the prayer. Now it is groanings which cannot be uttered. If you try to speak there, it will slow you down. The only way to communicate that thing is, if your wife didn't know you are that kind of person before she married you, she will call, I don't know what's wrong with my husband. No. I don't know, he's screaming, because you know Kukuma get prayer life. You know get prayer life. Today, when we see people who grow, we even look at them like, Leon Shea, what's wrong with you? We are surprised. We have lost God. We don't see people who grow so much again, because groaning takes time. Jesus groaned, prayed, started sweating blood. Huh? Not water, blood. So what kind of prayer was that? Because some people try to be over-righteous and tell it's not about the emotion, it's about faith. If you have faith, you will pray. And you, if you have faith, you will pray the way Jesus prayed. What do you mean? Religious people. You don't know, you are making an excuse for your prayerlessness. Why don't you admit that you need God to help you? Just admit, it's okay to say, Pastor, may we need prayer life. I know they pray. Oh, Pastor, my child said, pray. I know they pray. As they see me, Pastor, I know they pray. Just admit so that we can add you to our prayer list. And we can be supporting you. Say, it's by faith. It's by faith. If you have faith, you will do the works of Christ. Yes. Jesus prayed for 3 hours and God did not say a word. What was the answer God gave him? God sent angels to come and strengthen him. So if you don't understand how God speaks in prophetic codes, you will think God did not answer him. God answered him. God simply gave him strength for the cross. What that means is that he rose up out of the place of prayer and then he had the willingness to choose the cross. I'm ready. I'm ready. He came in with with God. I don't like the way I'm feeling. I'm feeling malaria. I'm feeling fever. I'm feeling everything together. But now, no complaint again. Till when he died, and no complaint again. Because now the grace has been what? Supplied. Is it possible that you are just in a 3-hour distance in prayer from the next allocation of grace? Is it possible that what you are asking for is because you have not tarried? And that it is not God saying no to you, but you saying no to yourself? Is it possible? How will you know if you don't try it out? But Jesus negotiated. And the Father said no. God said no to his son. God said no. You must die. God said no. This is why we sent you here.
Yeah.
Not the miracles, not the teaching, not the preaching.
Yeah.
Come and die.
Yeah.
Open the gate by your death. Open the gate for everybody to come in. That was it. If you did the miracles and you did the prayers and the demon casting and you didn't do this one, there was no basis for it. So within the assignment God gives a man, there are some aspects of it that are weightier than others. You must find out the one for which everyone will ask you, what about this? Don't go to the part that makes you popular on the stage and you are shining, people are liking you. There is another aspect of that assignment that is, he will most likely ask you What about this one? Did you die? Were you hung on the cross? He said, no. Ah, I just used my anointing. I bypassed them. I disappeared. You disappeared. And you came back. You did not die. Hey! You did not die. And you are here. I said it. When I saw you, you did not look like the King of Glory. Only by dying could you have stepped into the shoes of the King of Glory. I said, this person, where are they? There's an aura that is missing. Your sacrifice, the level of the sacrifice that the cross requires from you or takes from you, is what determines your glory in the heavens. If you are only quoting by faith, your glory is limited. If you want to be deep, is faith. Show me your faith. Show me your faith by your works. You can negotiate with God. Some of you are going through some things in your family. You can go to God and bring your strong reasons. Father, my mother must not die. She's not born again yet. She's not saved. She can't die. I know she's this, she's that, but I want her. She cannot leave this earth like this. Then you begin to pray for mercy, 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 mercy. The same way people cried, and God heard the cry of Sodom, God can begin to stack up your cries for your mom. 1, 2, 200, 250, 500. Say, why are you praying for only one person? Hey, you, give your life to Christ. Today, your mom will just have one random experience. She goes for one women's meeting. The message will just touch her. She will just give her life to Christ. Because how can you one person, only you 500 prayer requests? Give your life to Christ. Bam. But if you are not willing to stack up prayers, say by faith, say Jesus has done it all. Hallelujah. Jesus has done it all. Hallelujah. You are not the green leaves. Listen to me. Okay. Let me carry my holy Bible and leave this place. Some of you understand. So glory to God. Amen. So you don't talk. Pray. Raise a prayer altar for your mom. I didn't say pray for her. I said raise a prayer altar. That the heavens now know that 9 p.m. every night you are coming because of one person. The same way it is possible to cry and people report you to God, it's the same way you can cry for the redemption of somebody close to you. You can appeal to God, Baba, the glory that was taken out of my family, please bring it back. If you do it, this life is yours. It will serve you. We will run for you. It will serve your purpose. Anywhere you send us, we'll go. Say, are you sure? I say yes. Okay, we are fine. Bring the affair. Who signed the file before? Say, the Holy Spirit. Okay. Let me sign beside it. Glory return. Who told you this is why you don't have a job? Because of your age. Who told you? Who told you it's because they want somebody who is young? Who told you? Those who are man-made laws. And the heavenlies can set those laws apart. Begin to stack up prayers. Learn how to bring forth your strong reasons. Before you enter those prayers, settle down, think first. If you get to God now, what will you say is the reason why you want this thing? So if your motive is first of all selfish, you are thrown out. It doesn't matter your good reason. A brother that was my friend, I cut off from him because he was in a relationship with a lady, very beautiful Igbo woman, very beautiful. This man is a prophet. He's the kind of man that when you free prophesy, if you come to the house, just say, hallelujah, praise God. Today is a good day. Beautiful woman. They now had a disagreement. And my friend cursed his fiancée. The woman that the family has approved that he should marry. So I called him and I said, what about this woman? He said, no, she's even sick now. She's sick. I said, is that an achievement? I thought you said you love this woman. He said the woman doesn't understand ranking. She doesn't understand spiritual. I'm not talking to you about. I had a conversation with my friend. You know, don't know you because I'm your husband. Because I said I want to marry you. Bro, when I finish now, I'll go and kneel down for my wife. Because if you talk about it, they put something in your food. You guys, you won't know. Because that, you are talking down your wife or the lady you want to get married to. In your mind, you are the head of the house, Abby. In your mind. My friend said the girl became afflicted with cancer. A young girl. And my friend said it's because she was rude to him. I said, this is not God. I said, sir, this is not God. I'm not saying you see vision past me, but this one will not be God. He said, what do I know? I said, I'm just a teacher. Because among some prophets, they don't believe I'm a prophet. They believe I'm a teacher. That they are the prophet. But so me, I'm using scripture now to educate you that God does not work like this. Why will God afflict a woman? This is in Nigeria. Because some of you don't know how wicked the hearts of men are. These are two Christians. I said, so what? He said, no, I've left her. She's going to suffer. She's going to suffer. He said, in fact, the father called me and was begging me. And what was the girl's offense? She said she's no more interested. That's his offense, though. That's our offense. Place a curse on her. And because he's anointed, he used the power illegally. The lady came down with cancer. He didn't say cancer, but that's the way the thing reacted. Cancer. The lady was dying. I told her, I said, man of God, you have gone out of the will of God. This is not God. Something else is using you. He said, what do you know? Right? The parents of the girl came, they begged him, we are sorry, come and marry her like that. That healer, we know you're a prophet. They started rolling on the floor for their son-in-law that has not paid by price. If I take... Anyway. Eventually, the girl died. So recently, I saw, he sent me a flyer for a program, a minister's conference, where he will be preaching. He sent me the flyer. So in my head, if they ask you to speak about blessed homes, how to manage the home of a minister of God, you have killed somebody. What will you... I became upset. If somebody is sick, why don't you just support the person with prayer? Why are you saying this? Because she worked against... Why are you? Now, if you think that you will get to heaven and God will not remind you of that matter because you say, I have... Plead the blood of Jesus. God has forgiven. Hey, God. Blood of Jesus, no, they work like that. You use the anointing to destroy. Come and answer. But this, my friend, though, I had to cut off from him. Because I don't want to be like Jonathan, whose father was cursed. But because he was in the same boat with Jonathan, both of them suffered. I bet. No, by force, they do friend. Hey. Where my house? So when you see your friend getting out of alignment with God, change. Say, I know what I'm doing. Change, I know what I'm doing. Change, say, I know what I'm doing. My Uber is here. It's not good night, it's bye-bye. Because I don't want to be partaker of your sufferings. But the moral here is that if God's power can be used such recklessly, if people could have prayed and God heard the cry, and if Abraham could have negotiated with God, then don't give up on that situation. Hallelujah. Don't give up. I will come back one day and I will finish this message. But the Lord will cause this message to lead you back to the place of prayer. I said it will lead you back to the place of prayer. If there's anything that you feel that you have been praying about and praying about and praying about, go back to the Lord and say, Lord, can we rediscuss this matter? I want to know why this prayer is taking so long. For adventure, the heavens want to give you a prophet while you are looking for a child. So until you are ready to give God somewhere, you cannot be a mother. For adventure, who knows? You can negotiate with the Lord. I want you to pray and thank God right now.